Dear Mother, on Tuesday night, it being the first night, everything was in an awful muddle, and we went to bed without thinking of Zepps or anything. I'd taken a long time to get to sleep, and had just fallen into a doze when I was awakened at about 11 o'clock by a loud bang. I thought at once of Zepps, but my neighbour murmured, "It's a fire, and those are the houses falling." This seemed possible, and a much happier idea. So I was going to sleep again, when there was another, louder bang, and the alarm began to go over at school. I was just beginning to wonder when the door opened and a much distracted mistress bade us get up and hurry downstairs. Sleepy murmur from Elfrida Brown. "I won't get up. I'm very comfy." However, when she realized what was the matter, she rose with speed. Everything was in utter darkness, and of course I'd broken my flashlight in unpacking. It was some time before I collected my clothes, during which more bombs had dropped. The flashes of light as they fell were awful pretty, but it was horrid waiting at the bang. The noise was not as loud as I expected. It sounded rather muffled. By the time I was ready to go down, the bombing had stopped, but we all shed down dark stairs into Miss Graham's room, where we dressed in such garments as we had with us, encamped on the floor, and waited further events. Nothing more happened, so at 12 we had some milk and biscuits, then returned to bed.